Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day. Yom Chamishi, the first day of the month of Nisan, today's Rosh Chodesh, and in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the second day of the month of Nisan. It is a month of Nisan, maybe a month of miracles, a month of Geula, individually, collectively, for all of Am Yisrael. Hina d'chol d'acheinu kol beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. We daven for all those who have been injured. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American service men and women, grieve those who have lost, giving their lives to the lines of duty, and we pray for a recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem, the Rabbonu Shel Olam, to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel and of the United States and all who stand against these threats. They may lead with clarity and strength. And he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe returns. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts, and the hearts of all their counselors and officials, to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. Their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved, Israel dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion, may this be his will, the Nomar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call, and introduce Rabbi David Horowitz, at the Makor HaChaim in Tarzana, California, to share words of Devar Chizuk. Following Rabbi Horowitz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. I understand that today is obviously Rosh Chodesh, and in our davening, we did not say Perek Chaf, chapter 20, between Asherah and Nevelat Tzion. However, very much is in Eitz Ratzon today for what is happening in Israel and around the world. And therefore, it is very much appropriate, even on Rosh Chodesh, to still recite Perek Chaf. After Tehillim, we will recite Dachenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredibly brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Horowitz will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, giving each of us on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Horowitz.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Agud Chodesh, Chodesh Tov to everyone. The Chodesh HaGeula, the Chodesh of the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, of miracles, of Klal Yisrael's endeavors in Mitzrayim as we were slaves in Egypt for so many hundreds of years, to be redeemed with miracles and signs and wonders during this time. And certainly everybody is hoping for the ultimate Geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us from the darkness to the light, and he's going to bring the lights and the Kedusha and the radiance of Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheira V'yameinu. But each and every one of us in our own lives lives in our own Mitzrayim, in our own chambers of the heart, our own locked up boxes in our mind, our own spiritual deficiencies and challenges that we have, and we need a Geula. We each need the individual redemption that should come to all of us during this time of redemption of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to share one idea that perhaps we could find great Geula from during this time. The Beis Halevi tells us that the reason that there is anti-Semitism in the world is not a punishment, so to speak, to the Jewish people. but rather is an act of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch has programmed into the Bria, into the creation. And that is such that whenever Klal Yisrael begins to veer and stray from what it means to be a Jew, whenever we forget what a privilege it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael, whenever we don't take the advantages of the mitzvahs and the Torah and the chesed and the midos and the kedusha that we have as members of this great nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the teva, into the nature of the non-Jewish world, when they see us becoming too much like them, when they see us straying away from our roots and our source, when they see us not involving and engaging ourselves in the life that the Jews should, and too much trying to be and emulate the ways of the nations around us, it triggers a reaction inside of them that they come to despise us and to hate us, and the evil face of anti-Semitism raises once again in this world. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's not a punishment. That is a chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is an act of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us who we really are. You're not like the Smiths, and you're not like the neighbors down the street, and you're not like the person that you saw on TV with his fancy car. No, that's not who you are. You are a Yid, you are a Jew, and a Jew beats to a different drum. We listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's given us a beautiful Torah filled with mitzvahs and chesed and goodness and kindness and midos tovos, beautiful character traits. And there's nothing more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a Jew should love to be a Jew. That he should appreciate and value the privilege of what it means to be a part of this great nation. And so as a chesed, as an act of kindness, he turns the hearts of the nations against us, that they are telling us, Jew, you're a Jew, you're not like us. Remember and don't forget who you are. And when we get that rude awakening sometimes in history, it is for our benefit to turn us inside of ourselves, to delve deep inside of our hearts and our neshamas and our souls and realize how great and how honorable and what a gift and a bracha it is to be a part of this holy nation of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the greatest combative force against the evils of anti-Semitism is if we become pro-Semitism, pro-Semites. We have to be positive about what it means to be a Yid. We have to love our Torah and our mitzvahs and the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us throughout the entire day for another mitzvah, another davening, another tehillim, another chesed, another act of tzedakah, another word of Torah, another mitzvah that we can engage our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our bodies in. And if you look at the world today, there are almost 9 billion people that are filling up the planet. And approximately 14 of those people, 14 million of those people are Jews. Do you understand what that means? 14 million out of 9 billion people are Jews. I had a mathematical genius at my Shabbos table this week, and I asked him, what are the chances that a person would be born a Jew in such a world? And he quickly made a calculation. He said, 0.02%. If you are listening to these words on the OU Tehillim cast today, that means that you are one of the members of the 0.02% of the world. The chances that your neshama would come down into this world and be a Jew is astronomical. And that means that we hit the jackpot. We are not billionaires. We are not trillionaires. We are infinite heirs, because we are heirs of the Torah. We're heirs of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yosef, and Tzadik. Our forefathers suffered in Mitzrayim because they were Jews, but they were released and redeemed because they remembered how good it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael. And that is our mission in these days of Nisan. And that is the avodah, that is the work that we're going to do on the night of the Siddurim. We're going to rejoice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us Jews. The Vilna Gaon says, on the night of the Seder, each night you have 41 mitzvahs that you're able to perform. You add them up, 82 mitzvahs on the night of the Siddurim, which means we celebrate our freedom because of the Torah and the mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. And in that zechus, the mitzvah Hashem, that we have been privileged and chosen, handpicked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be members of the holy nation of Klal Yisrael, in a world that has 9 billion people that are on the other side of the fence and the other side of the river, Eiver HaYarden, we are in the Kanfei HaShechina, under the divine presence of the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. We are the ones that have the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great avdu, servitude and love and trepidation and warmth and simcha, because that we are Yid. And when we do that, Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines His countenance down upon us. He sees that we achieve an internal geula, an internal redemption, a freedom that we don't have to live in a box where we don't think how beautiful it is to be a Jew, but rather we recognize the simcha and the joy and the schus, the merit of being part of Klal Yisrael. And in that merit, that each and every one of us will work the next 2 weeks and then the nights of the Siddurim and the Yomtov of Pesach to be happy with our Judaism, to be happy with our mitzvahs, to engage in a life of kedusha and holiness and sanctity and Torah, that itself will be our geula, that will be the zechus, that will bring us to the ultimate geula with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Now we're going to say Tehillim, starting with Chaf, number 20. Ma'amasech nizmor le'David. Yancho Adonai b'yoyim tzoyos agev choshei melei ha'koyiv. Yishlach ezrecho mikoydesh u'mitzion yisadeko. Yizko kol min choysecho velosecho. Yidash neselo. Yitem lecho chelo vecho v'cho atosecho yimalei. Meranen avishu asecho v'shei melei heinu nido yimalei Adonai. כל מי שעלי סכו, אתו ידעתי כי הוישיו, אדינוי נשיחו יעניו משמי קודשוי, בגבורוי סישו ימינוי. אלו ולחב ואלו וסוסים, ואנחנו משם אדינוי אלינו נזכיר. הם הקורו ונפלו, ואנחנו קלו ונסעידות, אדינוי הוישיו המלך יעניינו, V'yoyim kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Kaf Aleph, number 121. Shir l'malois esoi nai eli hori me'ayin yavo yezvi. Ezvi me'im adeino yoisei shomayim v'oret. Ayitein l'moid v'aglecho ayonum shem necho. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדינוי שמך, אדינוי צלך, היד ימינך. יוימן השמש לא יקקו וירח בלילה. אדינוי ישמרך מכל רע, ישמר את נשך. אדינוי ישמר צלך ובייך, מעטה ואדינום. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hamalois, Mimamakim Kerasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima Lekoyli, Tiyenu Aznecho Kashuvois, Lekol Tachanunoi, Imavoi Nois Tishmayo Adonai, Mi'amoi, Ki Imcho Asicha Leman Tivorei, Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, Velid v'roi ha'chalti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishoynim l'boiker, Shoymerim l'boiker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki im Adonai ha'chesed, Barbei moi fedus, Ve'hu yivdeh es Yisrael, Mikoyl avoynoi sof, אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשונים בצורו ובשביו עומדים בין ביום ובין ביבושו המוקו עם עירכם עליהם ויוציאי מצורם ירוחו ומאפלו ליוירו ומשיבון לגאולו Hashda ba'adolo v'izman kariv v'noymar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishabeach l'chayalei tzahal, a mishabeach for the soldiers that are out there defending Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Mishabeach aviseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'yakev v'yivarech es chayalei tzahal, ha'gonu Yisrael v'yanshei koichot ha'bitochim, ha'oindim ha'mishma arseinu v'arei eleihenu, מגבול הלבונון ועד נדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגודל עד לבוי הרבו ובכל מוקר שהם, היבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו מגופים, לבניהם הקודש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעצל את חיילינו, מכל צור וצוקה ומכל נגל מחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה לכל מעשה ידיהם, יעד בעשתנו תחתיהם ויעטרם בכסר ישוע ובעטרס ניצוחים. יקויים בהם הכוסף כי אדוני אלוהיכם אוהב לכם עמכם מלוכם לכם עם אויביכם וישיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. And now we will say Mishaberach. I'll pause for 30 seconds so you can insert the names of all of those that need a refuah, need a healing amongst Klal Yisrael. Mishabech aviseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo, v'yivarech es ha'cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemale Rachamim Aleihem Lachalimam Lerapam Lachaskam Lachayosam V'yishlach Lehem Meheir Rufu Shalim Amin HaShemayim Lachol Ebereihem Lachol Gideihem Besoich Shachoy LeYisrael Rufu Asan Nefesh Rufu Asan Guf Hashda ba'adolov izlan karim v'noymar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Horowitz. Great to have you on. Look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the Eretz Hashem in the near future. Thank you to Rebecca Levy as well for all of her efforts behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day, safe and wonderful Shabbos, a safe and wonderful Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Tov to all. See you back next week.